Hello, Yeshua. This is Sharka.
Yes, Sharka.
I know I need to listen to it many times. Thank you for this information. But I have a question. I would like if you could elaborate more on the etherical body. This is where
on which body?
Etherical.
On which? The etheric body, yes.
Etheric body.
Yes.
This is the place where that original plan for the body is, like when we are transforming the body like to the original state. Is that where it's held, in the etheric body?
No. The etheric body is the energetic double of the physical body. And the physical body, as it stands on Earth today, is a third-dimensional body. It is not the original body. It is the energetic double. So that things are altered at that energetic level and then merged into the physical for the experience and expression in the physical realm.
Where is that original state held?
The 12th dimensional body? Or you're talking about the Christ consciousness is the original state of being, of a human.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to rationalize it or pigeonhole it.
Mm-hmm.
Christ consciousness lies in the Christed Oversoul. That's the original energetic consciousness of humans as they were created eons ago when planet Earth was created as a Christed planet. And humans were created as Christed images. It has nothing to do with the physical body yourself as it stands now, because that body is in transformation. And so it is held in the Christed Oversoul body in its purity and extensiveness, and can be drawn from in that transformational process.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. That was a very good question.
Thank you. I still would like more clarification about that etheric body, and that's why I was confused about this original body, original state. Because I remember that we were taught that sometimes when someone's missing maybe some part of the physical body, that it can kind of like substitute with that etheric body. I don't know if I'm explaining it right. So that's why that etheric body must be more complete.
Well, the etheric body has its anomalies, and that's why when a person is on a path of transformation, they are shown how to change the chakra system. And that occurs in the etheric body and then is transmitted into the life experience through the physical body. That's the purpose of the etheric body. So the etheric body is the energetic expression of the physical body.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
More clear. I have to more listen to it, though. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hi, Yeshua. This is Joanne. And,
yes, Joanne.
We are off to an amazing art. That was
we are
incredible. Thank you very much. I have a question. I feel the sacredness of what you're talking about in terms of being an initiate and being able to meet the darkness in ourselves and allow that complete transformation. Simultaneously, I also feel that through my own transformation anyway, that there's an opportunity, I guess, for us to interact in our humanness, in our human, as a human collective within our group. So I'd like to ask you to maybe speak to how we can do that simultaneously, that I didn't hear what you said as being mutually exclusive to human connection amongst ourselves and community.
It is not.
Okay.
It is not. During this time of initiation, during this time of withdrawal into the very bowels of yourself, of your consciousness, is not the time to be in a collective group setting mm-hmm. for communication of any kind. It requires silence. It requires of you to be in the darkness, be totally silent. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't have thoughts or that you won't have awareness during this time. Take note of that, because it can be a very active space. Now, once that is completed and you have received the change in the consciousness, the initiation that has transpired, then is the time to meet in groups, in your group, not for support. You are capable. You have levels of mastery that will carry you through these initiations. But in this group, there is conversation about your experience so that others may benefit. You might benefit the next time it is time for another introspective journey. So much can happen in group settings, and they are valuable because that addresses the more collectiveness of who you are. But there is a time for such interaction. It is of great value when you have these interactions, where you question each other, where you receive from one another increments of their mastery and their experience. So there is much to be created in these collective meetings, but not during the time of initiation. That is a soul long journey into your divine image, into your individual.
Thank you. That's I cherish those inward journeys, and I just wanted to be clear that we also have external, like a community as well. So that was very clear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Greetings, Yeshua. This is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Thank you for the wealth of information that you brought in, and I knew this was going to be a big year, and the way you started it off tonight proves just that. But my question is, what you just stated about the groups is, many of us have weekly study groups or gatherings. Are you suggesting we should suspend those for a period of time?
Absolutely
or,
not.
Okay, all right.
Just do not... If you are in that state of initiation, if you are in that place where you need to be withdrawn, then do not enter those collective gatherings until you have moved out of that space and have come into the initiatory function, which is knowing yourself to a different, at a different level, knowing your mastery, knowing your collectiveness, knowing yourself as divine and Christ consciousness. So suspend it only in those times. And you needn't make excuse. You need to say what, and don't need to say why. You just say, I will not attend, or just don't attend. It's that easy. It's your choice.
Understood. That's very clear. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Hello, Yeshua.
Hello.
Hello. This is Pat. Your message was, well, there's hardly words. Breathtaking, extraordinary. As I was listening, particularly with some of your words with darkness, dark night of the soul. I kind of reflected a little bit back 20 years ago in my life when I certainly described what I was going through in kind of a period of sort of breaking down to sort of put myself back together again as a dark night of my soul. But as I was reflecting on that, I quickly told myself, don't go into fear. Just clarify this with Yeshua, because you're not who you were 20 years ago. You are divine. You have Christ consciousness, and you have this beautiful crucible. And you are ready. I just wanted to clarify that with you.
That is true. Now, that does not mean, over the course of your life experience, dear one, that you haven't had many dark nights of the soul.
Well, actually, that's true.
Pushed you into a new state of consciousness, a new state of awareness about yourself. But you didn't have the consciousness then that you do now, so that you fought against it often.
Yes.
Because you were in such pain.
Yes.
This is different because you are not that person. You have a different state of consciousness. You are different. So in these dark nights of the soul, you will have the wherewithal to maintain who you are during this time. Even though there will be doubt, it will be elusive. It will be like moving through. Even though there might be slight judgment, it will come and it will go during this period. So it won't be constant. It will be like a screen flashing awarenesses through your thoughts and your emotions. And you
I see that.
You see that? Yes.
I feel that.
Yes. So then, when it is complete and the initiation is complete, you have a new awareness. You have a different frame of reference. And you are in a state of ecstasy and joy and gratefulness.
Quite spectacular. But I just had, when you said what you did, I just had a brief momentary sense of, oh no, not again. And that was quickly replaced, probably by your energy, with, no, it's not again. It's different. You know who you are. In the past, about 20 years ago, I really thought in that state I would lose who I am. I do not feel that way now. Not at all.
No. Absolutely not. You will not lose yourself. You will gain yourself. You will know who you are. You will have sovereignty over your thoughts, over your emotions. And you will create such beautiful creations that reflect your individuality and your Christ consciousness.
Spectacular. Thank you so very, very much.
You are very welcome, beloved.
Hello, Yeshua. This is Terry.
Hello,
could you
Terry.
Speak a little bit how the 14 chakras interact with the all our different bodies? Or is that just a gateway?
The first seven chakras and now the eighth chakra relates to the body and interacts with the body to transform the body to a fifth dimensional state of consciousness and to create the light body. The upper chakras relate to your divinity, to your Christed nature, to your Christed oversoul. And in part, they relate to your oversoul. But in totality, those upper chakras influence the oversoul, influence the causal body, influence the Christed body. But the totality of those upper chakras, the undifferentiated light in the 11th chakra, the 12th chakra, the 13th chakra, and the 14th chakra, which we really haven't had much discussion on, relates to you in that divine expression that has no form. It is pure spirit. So we are not there yet, and we don't want you to be concerned with that, just knowing that it is there, but also knowing that you have the capacity to draw from those upper chakras to influence your physical transformation, your mental transformation, your emotional transformation, and your spiritual transformation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is just a sort of a technical question. In the 2018 Crystal Conference, in one of the channelings, there was mention of the epikinetic body, and I was wondering how that relates to what was discussed tonight.
That is another, we are talking about spiritual evolution, and we are also talking about evolution of the physical body. So that epikinetic body is a result of an initiation of the physical body, where it then has the capacity through the Merkava field to alter time and space and be present in your unique expression in various dimensional sequences.
Okay, I'll have to think about that a little. And how does that relate to the Adam Cadman body? It feels like
Adam,
it's related.
It is related. The Adam Cadman body is a body that can be used in all realms, in all dimensions, and outside of dimensions. It is pure. It's a pure spirit vehicle. It can be more physical, or it can be non-physical.
So if someone had a fully installed, activated Adam Cadman, that would include some synthesis of all the bodies that we discussed today, and if it was more in the realms of non-form, it would be less of the physical, and if it was in the dimensions of form, it would also involve more of the what we would call the physical bodies. Is
correct.
That right?
That's accurate. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome.